The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Follow us on Twitter at LA News Guy. That's twitter.com/LA News Guy. Sunday morning newsmakers with Larry Marino. AM 870, The Answer.
You hear him as a regular economist for The Morning Answer. Well, we also like to have him on our show from time to time. Stephen Moore, economist Stephen Moore, is our guest right now. Thank you so much for being with us again.
Hi, Larry. Good to be with you.
What's this about a study of the people working in the administration having to do with decisions on the economy, not having much or any business experience? Tell us this story.
Yeah, well, this is an amazing study that my group, the Committee on Unleashed Prosperity, did, where we looked at the top 66, I think, where we looked at the top ranked people in the administration, starting with the president and started on Vice President Kamala Harris and all the cabinet people and all the people in the regulatory agencies and the White House, you know, the top people that have authority over the economy, over finance, over transportation, energy issues, and so on. And what we found is that the majority of them, 62% of them, have, you ready for this, Larry? Zero business experience. None. And by the way, I'm not saying that they don't have experience running a business. They've never even worked for a business.
Right.
They've never actually earned an honest paycheck.
Yeah.
They have no idea what they're doing. It's like having a six-year-old, drive a Ferrari down the middle of the highway. And so this explains a lot about why we're getting these cockamamie policies out of this White House and why it's so anti-business. Because none of them know what they're talking about. They have no experience in this. And they are either academics or they're lawyers or they're government, employees or they're community activists. And by the way, someone was telling me, and this is so true, that it wasn't by accident that Joe Biden didn't pick any business people. It's because he hates business people. I mean, this was intentional. They hate business and it shows. And so the people who they've appointed are adversarial towards business, but of course, without businesses and small businesses and large employers, you're not going to have jobs.
Right.
And so I think this might explain a little bit why this economy is now in a recession. I don't care what Joe Biden says. We are now in a recession and we've got 9% inflation, and it looks like this train is headed right over a cliff.
All right. Now to Joe Manchin. That was warned that Joe Manchin was going to flip on us and actually be for new taxes and be for all this stuff. He had held it off for a while, but he caved. And I see on your site that you found a sound clip off of Twitter of him when he was on West Virginia Public Broadcasting, in which he talks about how, no, this is the wrong time to raise taxes during any sort of a recession. Take a listen to this clip that you found, because you've got to enjoy it.
I don't think during a time of recession you mess with any of the taxes or increase any taxes.
And then what is he looking to do? Raise taxes, right?
Yeah, so I think it's important for listeners to understand what's going on. So, we have the highest inflation in 40 years. We've got 82% of Americans who say the economy is headed in the wrong direction. We have small business confidence that's in the tank right now. And we are in a recession. And yet the Democrats are now talking about this, quote, slim down version of Build Back Better. And by the way, you love the title of this bill. You know what they call this bill? The Inflation Reduction Act. I mean, that's laughable, right? Our government, they're going to raise government spending by $400 billion. They're going to raise taxes by about the same amount, almost $500 trillion. And they think that's going to reduce inflation?
Right.
Who comes up with that? That's false advertising, folks. They should be thrown in jail.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I'm laughing about it, but I'm so despondent because this would really pour kerosene on a forest fire of inflation right now. If you think inflation is bad now, wait till they spend another $400 billion.
So here's a little clip of Biden addressing the soaring inflation.
It's called the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. The bill will lower health care costs for millions of Americans. It will be the most important investment we've ever made in our energy security.
And by the way, anytime I was taught this a long time ago, anytime they say investment in government, it translates. Look up the word taxes because you got to pay for it, right?
Well, also, I mean, play that clip again.
All right, here's the clip again. This is Biden announcing the plan.
Yeah. Okay.
It's called the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. The bill will lower health care costs for millions of Americans. It will be the most important investment we've ever made in our energy security.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, that last part. This is the most important investment we've ever made in energy security? What is he talking about? When Trump left office, for the first time in American history, we were completely energy independent. We were actually dominant in energy. We were exporting our energy. Now we have a president who has to go hand in hand to the Saudis and beg them to increase their oil output because now we have to import it because he declared war on American energy. And he's claiming that he's for energy security. There's no president ever in American history who has done more damage to the energy industry. Look, we get 70% of our energy from oil, gas, and coal, and he's trying to completely crush those industries. So, I mean, these people, you cannot believe a single word that they say.
Yeah, here's a little bit more. He says the Senate measure will promote clean energy while combating climate change.
It invests $369 billion to secure our energy future and to address the climate crisis.
By the way, he says in the other one, I wanted $500 billion, so this is actually a compromise.
These people, and by the way, we've passed three massive spending bills already.
Oh.
That have, I mean, we are spending so much money on wind and solar and electric vehicles, and yet, you know, they account for about 6 or 7% of our energy. They actually believe they're going to transition the United States away from using the major energy source, which is reliable, made in the United States, which is, as you said, oil, gas, coal, and nuclear power. They're against all of those. And they actually think we're going to run a $23 trillion American economy that makes cars and steel and technology and construction projects and manufacturing with windmills?
Right, and all while buying.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And all while buying those windmill parts, I guess 60 or 70%.
From China.
Exactly. Nice.
I mean, this is not energy security. It's energy insecurity. It is going to destroy our energy sector. And if you want to destroy an American economy or any economy, you destroy their energy sources. And that's what's happening, folks. But I can't believe that number, $350 billion to subsidize. I don't recall us ever subsidizing, you know, steam engines and, you know, our oil and gas industry that provided the energy for the 20th century. And now we're going to have these huge, huge corporate welfare grants to these companies. I mean, and by the way, buy Tesla stock, folks, because this company is also basically just all paid for. They're going to basically almost pay you to buy a Tesla.
Mm. All right. Let's have some fun here. Let's talk about showcasing the concept of an economy based on consumers and buying things and the market at play. A couple stories here. I wanted to get your reaction. I don't know if you saw this. It talks about how, live performances are going to go way up in cost, that the artists have figured out why should there be a middleman? Why should there be a StubHub that drives up tickets? We're going to have demand-based pricing. And if somebody is willing to pay $4,000 for a ticket, that's what tickets are going to cost. I you know, people are saying, oh, this is just shocking. I say let the market take care of it. I mean, you can't legislate caps on ticket prices, and certainly StubHub has come in and made a career out of being a middleman. Let the artists make the money.
Yeah. So, I mean, first of all, if somebody wants to pay $5,000 to be in the A section for a Bruce Springsteen concert, go for it. You know? I can't afford that. I don't know if you can.
No.
But I did pay $400 to see Paul McCartney.
There you go.
But I wasn't in the A section. I was in the B section. But anyway, that was a lot of fun. But look, I mean, I've always been in favor of people being able to buy and sell tickets at whatever price that you want. And you know, that's how the market works. I see Adele is getting, in some cases, $1,000 per ticket. And, you know, again, if somebody wants to pay that much to see Adele, and my wife has been begging me to go take her to Adele, and I said, honey, you see what the tickets are going for? Scalping tickets, I've always been in favor of. And look, StubHub, you know, and these other middlemen are the ones who you get the tickets from. So I don't have a problem with that.
All right. The next one, sorry that the, I guess, a couple of the oil companies made record profits. Is that wrong? Should we think tisk tisk? Should they have given it away? And then also, a related question, we heard that Biden sold oil from our reserve to China, but he sells it at market price. If you really want to get the price down, wouldn't you put the price below market and that would drive the price down?
Well, there's a world price for oil. It's really, this is not a complicated market, okay? So there's a world production amount and a world demand amount. And so just so people understand, what happened was that we were at 13 million barrels a day under under Trump, and now we're at 11 million barrels or so under Biden. And so that 2 million barrels a day less production drives up the price. So the reason you're paying $4.50 to $5 a gallon is because we're producing less oil and gas here. And it's that simple. And it's not complicated. If you want to get the gas price down, there's two ways to do it. People either have to stop driving their cars, which many people are driving less because of the high gas prices, or you have to increase production. We should be at 15 million barrels a day. We have 300 years worth of oil and gas in this country. Why aren't we producing it here at home?
Because they don't want us to. They've drunk the Kool-Aid thinking it's bad for the environment. Well, you know what happens is it's drilled and processed overseas where they do it poorly and put out a lot more pollution. And then they put a ship and drive it over here with huge diesel engines running and sit out in our ports. How does that add up for pollution, right?
Yeah, it doesn't. You are right, my friend, that also, Larry, we produce the cleanest oil, the cleanest natural gas. And did you see that big story this weekend? That China is now building 30 massive new coal plants. Do you think the Chinese care about climate change?
No. It's just I've done it. Go Google satellite images of China, and you can actually see the smog cloud.
The pollution is unbelievable. It's awful. You know, they account for five times as much of the pollution than we do. So, and I guarantee you, President Xi is laughing at us when we dismantle our energy, and they're all in on this stuff. So this is just a delusional outlook that somehow we're going to go to zero fossil fuels over the next 20 years. We cannot possibly be a first world nation if we do that. That will impoverish our country.
No, it won't. Well, okay, got a minute here. Let's talk about the thing I enjoy reading, that email that I get each day, and tell us about what that is and how others can get that.
Oh, yeah. I hope people will get that. It's, by the way, I'm not selling you anything. Unlike the Build Back Better bill, this really is free. It costs you nothing. We call it the Committee to Unleash Prosperity Hotline. It's very popular. Newt Gingrich said to me the other day, it's the first thing he reads every morning. And it's just three or four bullet points every morning that you can read in 5 minutes. And just go to the Committee to Unleash Prosperity website. That's Committee to Unleash Prosperity. And send us your email. And in about a week, we'll be sending it to you free every morning.
Economist Stephen Moore, thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry. Have a great week ahead.
AM 870, The Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.